Triathlon's coming up here. Let's get that one out of the way here first. A big, big event here for you folks.
Yes, this is basically one of our biggest YMCA events of the year. It's a quarter-mile swim, 20-kilometer bike, and a 5K run. I'm going to be there. We're a lot more prepared for the swim part this year than we were last year. We're just kind of thrown into some kayaks and said, here, go crazy.
Yeah, and make sure no one gets hurt, right?
Right, yeah. But this year we've got a lot of extensive training in kayaks, and we have about 10 people there that are going to be out on the water, and we're all really designed to recognize distress swimmers and active drowning mm-hmm. victims and stuff. So mm-hmm. We've got a lot of great people out there.
Not that it was a problem in the past, but you've learned from it and moved forward.
Right, exactly. Because last year that was our first time ever doing it, mm-hmm. and we had never had any kayak training. So this year we were adamant about that, and a lot of us were way more comfortable this year than we were last year.
How's the sign up going for that? I know we've had this conversation several times with the Y's. This event comes a little bit closer, and folks getting signed up enough for now?
Yep. We've got a lot more registration. I'm not exactly sure what the numbers are right now, but registration deadline online is tomorrow. So and you get a discount if you sign up before tomorrow, yes. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. That's going really well. Our new website is awesome, so we've got a lot of great people signing up.
Yeah, we've played with it a couple of times here, and it is really well done. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell a lot of work and a lot of thought actually went into that, which allows for registration for events such as this.
Exactly. We've got registration for the triathlon, a lot of people signing up for that. And you can also go to www.active.com, and you can also sign up for the triathlon there.
Now, the triathlon itself is when and where, for those that are maybe for some reason or another hearing about it for the first time here this morning, the when's and the where's, what's going on?
Okay, it is this Saturday, the 18th. The adult swim starts at 9:00 in the morning. Registration begins, I believe, at 7:30, so you can go there and pick up your stuff. And then it's at Teal Lake in Negaunee. We're starting on the Negaunee side of the lake, and we've got the bike course and the running course all set up and everything. We go out there on Friday and get everything ready, and then also we're there real early Saturday morning to get things going.
Aaron Jouette with us here today, aquatics coordinator with the YMCA of Marquette County, which means what? What exactly does the aquatic, don't say you coordinate aquatics.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, what exactly does the aquatics coordinator do?
Well, actually, I just took over this position in January, so I'm still learning a lot. I am basically the manager of the pool. I do the schedules for the lifeguards and schedule swim lessons and private swim lessons and semi-private lessons and all that good stuff, and basically the pool manager.
So with that, what are some of the programs or some of the swimming programs that folks can take part in at the Y?
Okay. Well, coming up actually next week, starting on the 20th, we have a swim camp. Now, the swim camps are basically like a condensed swim lesson session. They only run for 5 days. They go Monday through Friday. The preschool is at 10 in the morning, and then the school age is at 10:45. And it's really fun. They get to go on the slide and play in the rain tree on the last day. And then we have some of our really great instructors there with them each day, and they do something different, and they try to just make it fun for the kids.
Do you find that there's really no gray area when it comes to that, especially with kids? They either love the water, can't wait to get in, or they don't want to go anywhere near it.
Well, we get the kids that don't want to go anywhere near it, and then we make them be the ones that really, really want to do it. It depends on the kid. Mm-hmm. There are some kids that have a gray area. Like, they'll go up to their waist, and then they go over into the deep end, which is actually no deeper than over by the slide. They're deathly afraid. So we have to make them realize that the pool is the same depth all the way around. So.
What's the process if folks want to get their kids involved or something with some of these camps? What do they do?
You can always sign up at the front desk. We also have our online registration. And if you just have questions that you want to ask me or information, you can always call the Y at 227-9622. And I have all the information there. So if you just are kind of questioning. You don't know, you know, should I put my kid in this class or what should I do? You can always just call and we can chat for a while. And then if you decide to sign up, you can do it right then.
What else you got in front of you? You got a whole bunch of papers stressed out here. I want to make sure we cover everything here before we cut you loose here this morning.
Okay, yep. And that was just for the swim camp. And our other swim lessons we have parent-child swim lessons that go from 6 months to 3.5 years. Our preschool lessons that are 3 to 5, and then our school-age lessons that are 6 to 13. We have lessons in the mornings, and they go twice a week. Now, that's different than in the fall and spring. During school, we just have one lesson a week. But in the summer, we have a condensed session that's 4 weeks, twice a week, Tuesday, Thursday mornings, and then Monday, Wednesday nights.
What about adults? I mean, we talk a lot about swim lessons for the kids here. Do you work with adults who maybe never took the swim lessons?
I do. I've had actually a lot of private swim lessons that are geared towards adults. I had a woman last year, 65 years old. Her daughter got her private swim lessons for a Christmas present because she was swimming with her grandson, and he was having trouble in the deep end, and she jumped in to save him, and the lifeguard ended up going after both of them. So she, by the end of the session, she could swim, and she did not even know.
You're never too old to learn.
Yep, so she did a great job, and then we're actually coming up with a program here in the fall for adult swim lessons. Not really like, not so much teaching how to swim, but like stroke development and, you know, learning how to just better your lap swimming skills.